I've had a long conversation with the department at our meeting when we met them. I've had a number of conversations with the department over the last, particularly the last 4 or 5 weeks. And I think, to be fair, they can see that this is a stumbling block that needs to be resolved. And I think, and I'd be hopeful that we can get an outcome to that and would alleviate not every problem, but a lot of problems people are having with cash flow and their bills.
How many people out there do you believe aren't engaging at all because of that stumbling block of upfront costs?
Well, we have about slightly over 3,000 people that have registered on the defective concrete block scheme. Out of that 3,000, we have in around 700 homes that have started to be remediated. The likelihood of the scheme is that there's somewhere between the region of between 6,000 and 8,000 homes to be remediated. That's just private homes, not taking in local authority homes after that. So you can see that a lot of people are struggling to get started. And I think, and be talking to people, the big fear that people have is not having the cash flow, not having the money to be able to get that process started, to be able to pay builders, to be able to pay someone that comes onto their house to do some work. And builders don't have the cash flow in their businesses to be able to sustain months and months and months without money. So if people were able to get the 10% that is held back at the end up front, they still have to put on the invoice to prove that it's paid. This is of no extra cost to the state whatsoever. I think it's a great way to alleviate a lot of the problems that we're having with cash flow.